Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
It's National Anthem Day. Yay.
Woo-hoo.
You know what? People think the National Anthem came around about the birth of our country time, right? About, National Anthem was written back in 1775 and this country was... No, the National Anthem became the National Anthem today in history, 1931. Congress voting to make that banner the official anthem of the United States of America. So there you go.
And it's interesting because the Star Spangled Banner... which eventually became our national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a poem that was written on September 14th, 1814, by a 35-year-old lawyer, an amateur poet, Francis Scott Key, and he had witnessed the bombardment of Fort McHenry by British ships.
In 1812, exactly. So if it wasn't for that, we would be singing... My Country, 'Tis of Thee, which is basically a God Save the Queen ripoff with different lyrics. So there
you go. Yes, exactly.
So happy anniversary to the Star Spangled Banner.
I have to ask you, Tom.
Yeah.
Best version of the national anthem.
Ooh, I'm going to say something and you're going to say, no, you don't believe that. Because I'm not a big Whitney Houston fan, but I love her version of the national anthem.
I mean...
Are you there?
I think that Whitney's version is the best, bar none. But that does surprise me coming from you, because you're just kind of like, about Whitney.
Yeah.
And I love her.
Yes, you do. And but when she belted that out a long time ago, and recently we had it reintroduced as a hologram. I mean, there's been a lot of people along the way, and we have put together a national anthem that we could all enjoy right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, to honor America... an all-star, star-spangled banner. Lady Gaga.
Oh, say, can you see?
Darius Rucker.
That it all's early
light. Melissa Etheridge.
What so proudly we hail.
Usher.
At the twilight's last gleam.
Demi Lovato.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars.
Fall Out Boy.
Through the perilous fight.
Little Big Town.
O'er the ramparts we watched.
Journey.
Worcester gallantly streets.
Rascal Flatts.
In the rocket's red glare.
Idina Menzel. Patrick Monahan of Train.
Gave proof through the night.
Joe Piscopo.
That this glorious flag was
Yearwood.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave.
Ariana Grande. And a hologram of Whitney Houston.
And
oh my, I got goosebumps on the Whitney.
So did I.
My hair is standing up on my arms.
Funny. I always get goosebumps. I don't know why.
I don't know why either. And most recently, I got to hand it to Gaga. She nailed it. And
she did.
But to hear the vintage versions like Journey, that was a long time ago. You know?
I love how when you listen to it, you can tell everyone chose like a different key to sing it in.
Yes.
But I mean, musically speaking, what a difficult song to sing.
Yes. You are right, and there has been bad versions of it that weren't supposed to be bad, but at the end of it, everybody just looked at each other and said, okay, can we get on with the Super Bowl now, or the World Series, or the Olympics,
right?
Or anything? But yeah.
Who forgot the words, famously?
Who was that? Was it the Rolling Stones? No, I'm just making fun.
No. I mean, Roseanne Barr, that was awful.
That was awful at the Cubs game, and I think, and it hurts me to say this, but one of my favorite artists of all time, Marvin Gaye, He did it in early 80s. I think it was the World Series or something. And he kind of turned it into an R&B sexual healing song. And it was just awful. And at the end of it, I was like, Marvin, what have you done? What have you done?
I like the versions that sort of stick to the script almost.
Yeah, exactly.
With a tiny bit of artistic license.
A little bit of you in there.
Those seem to be the ones that are the best.
Yes, yes. A little bit of you thrown in there, that's fine, artist.
Actually, Gaga most recently is a perfect example.
Yeah, at the inauguration, she did it. Gaga, but within the script, like he said. So, yeah. So anyway, happy Star Spangled Banner Day.
It's a good one.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
I do not want politically correct. I do not like the negative effect. I do not want my freedoms checked. In fact, I really do object. I do not want the disrespect.
No.
I do not like the disconnect.
Oh.
I only want my self-respect. I do not like to be henpecked. I do not like what you expect. I do not like that you select.
What?
I do not like the PC vulture. I do not like the cancel culture.
Ah, Laura, your thoughts on the ending of publishing of certain said Dr. Seuss books? I'm torn.
Okay. I have a problem with cancel culture.
So do I.
Because there are certain things that we just shouldn't do or say anymore, right?
Right.
We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
Use the logical side of your brain.
Which we struggle sometimes because we feel it's better just to get rid of everything from Aunt Jemima to the statue in the park.
Here's the thing. These things are not suddenly racist. They've always been racist.
Yeah.
We just are now becoming more aware. White people tend to have a problem when confronted with sort of heartfelt racist imagery, and they go, but it was part of my childhood. Well, you didn't grow up as a colored person in the United States that was totally and consistently discriminated against.
Any color, like in a Dr. Seuss book, green, whatever. Yeah.
The thing is, okay, these books, they're just no longer being published.
Right.
They were all written 1937, 1947, 1950, 1953, 1955, 1976.
There you go.
They are indicative of the time that they were written in, and racism continues today.
Right.
Why would we keep publishing them? However, cancel culture is a slippery slope.
Yes. Those were the words I was just going to use. Slippery slope. So let's pump the brakes, and I hate that expression too, on canceling things. Let's just take it easy.
Well, and it's funny because Dr. Seuss Enterprises, which is now the company that publishes Dr. Seuss books, they're all about protecting and preserving Dr. Seuss's legacy and relevance for generations to come. And so they said, and I quote, "Ceasing sales of these books is only part of our commitment and our broader plan to ensure the catalog represents and supports all communities and families." I can get behind that.
Perfectly said by the Seuss Group. So, yeah, there it is. You judge for yourself how you feel about Dr. Seuss publications. Hey, news is coming up next. Mark has got that for us. Rob, the Sports Center, and Steve gives us a beautiful forecast. Stay here.
I just want to go on record that I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Tom, I am.
Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
Guilt by Cheetos Dust.
They're able to positively identify that person as a suspect. And also were able to place her at the scene with Cheeto residue on her teeth and face. That Cheetos bag and water bottle were not theirs, and they think she probably dropped it trying to get out of the window. I think they still would have got us out the Cheetos, but the Cheetos is what nailed the deal.
Guilty of burglary because of Cheeto Dust. Do you learn anything from television commercials?
Which one of you has been eating all the Cheetos snacks?
this little baby can detect trace amounts of Cheetos dust.
What? Gloria! Kids! Where did we get a cat?
I love that commercial! I absolutely love it. Now, could you learn from this? Yes, you can. Learn from
TV. For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura. 94KX.
We did a story last week talking about how a live TV reporter was interrupted by a runaway puppy. That was adorable. Aww. And the guy actually stopped what he was talking about, which was one of them stupid live reports anyway that doesn't matter. It's going to snow today, but it's not snowing yet. And all of a sudden, he picks up this puppy and says, my goodness, I'm sorry to break off from the weather, but this puppy came running at me and he could get hurt in traffic. And then you hear this woman yelling, running down the street, that's my dog. It was a great story. And I thought of you, Laura, because you were on vacation and I thought Laura would do that live radio. She just stopped.
Don't you remember I stopped for the dog in Mount Carmel coming across the viaduct?
And you weren't on the air yet. You were coming in. And then
I was late.
And then you announced you were going to be late because you found a dog at the viaduct in Mount Carmel. So, I mean, that was a great day. Well, yesterday something happened that was a little bit scarier. A reporter in San Diego, live on camera, talking about how something had been canceled because of the COVID and blah, 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 when suddenly a police shootout.
Citing the ongoing pandemic as the reason for the cancellation. This is a big, big loss. We spoke to Trevor Christensen, who
tries to keep going.
Pros. They help staff about 200 people every year during the Comic-Con. There's
you don't hear those gunshots?
I think we have an officer-involved shooting. Excuse me. I'm going to see if we can come back out live. There's a shooting going on right now between an officer and a car that he had just pulled over. Forgive us for getting out of the story that we're covering.
Are you crazy?
We saw this officer.
Also, where are you in San Diego?
About 2 minutes before our live hit. We are a safe distance away, and we're going to kind of
stay. He does announce he's at a safe distance, but hey, buddy, you're talking about Comic-Con, okay? And all of a sudden, there's a live police shooting. I think you should change gears and go cover that.
Yes. Just casually glancing behind you, I think we're a safe distance away. What?
Are you ever a safe distance away from live bullets? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to go with no.
The news is next. Mark's got it. Sports and AccuWeather.
It's coming up with Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94K.
You heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right. So the winter is long. Sometimes it's way too cold. So we look for things to do and make us smile. Right, Tom?
That's right. Like what?
Well, how about a skating rink in the backyard for neighborhood kids built by the local fire department?
This rink was inspired by the freezing cold temperatures and everything that I've been getting on is slippery ice. So I said, why not build a rink? The kids are out here every day. This is their recess. This is their after school program. This is just for them. The lovely fire department stopped by and got out their hose and unloaded their whole tank.
Yeah, empty that tanker truck and make a skating
rink. Isn't that awesome? So they basically helped her make enough ice, and it's still cold enough out there that they're skating on it every day.
That's good news.
Speaking of firefighters, how about that fire in the attic of a home in Northumberland last night?
Scary.
Very scary. I'm happy to report, though, and Mark had it in the news, and this is great, good local news. The fire was in a home in the 300 block of Orange Street. The local volunteer firemen made quick work on that blaze, stopped it right away, stopped it from advancing next door, and on top of that, no one was damaged.
Wow.
No one was injured.
Those houses in that neighborhood, Orange Street, so close together. Great work,
right? Local
firefighters. Great work and good news.
So the volunteers were from the Northumberland, Point Township, Sunbury, Shamokin Dam, and Upper Augusta Townships, along with Area Service Ambulance and Mahoning Township's Rapid Intervention Team.
Yay!
So good job, guys.
Great local good news.
All right, we're headed south now to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to give a warning. This audio is a little disturbing, but it has a wonderful, happy ending.
Hey,
listen as deputies rescue a 73-year-old woman from a sinking car.
Ryan, door's not open.
No, pump back to me. Back to me. You're good. You unbuckled?
Yeah.
Come on. Get out. Forget your purse. Let's go. Come on. Climb up, help me get her out.
All Bravo right. 23 Central. We got the female out. The vehicle's all the way underwater. I got your purse.
Oh, my. Oh, my. That's scary.
Did you hear him, though? You're good. You're unbuckled. She's like, yeah, I'm unbuckled. The body cam captured the video. The deputies made fast work. And thankfully, the 73-year-old driver was A-OK. No injuries. She was a little shaken up, obviously, but wasn't hurt.
Wow.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
Could I call from the makeup department before we get this next break started? Makeup!
Hair. I mean, we're on the radio.
Yeah, like people always tell me I have a face for radio. More men are wearing makeup now because of Zoom meetings. What?
Really?
What? wow. I don't see myself doing it. I'm sorry. I am what I am, and that's the way it is.
Here's the thing. If you are a guy, girl, or anything in between, you want to wear makeup, go for it.
Really? You don't have a problem mm-hmm. with guys wearing makeup?
Nope. Nope. Listen, think, okay, like Johnny Depp with eyeliner?
Well,
that's hot.
Yeah, that's a different kind of makeup, though. Or that guy from The Cure. Yeah, and Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day. Yeah, they would like to do up their eyes. Alice Cooper did it a long time ago.
Maybe instead of using, you know, kind of like stage makeup, maybe you have like a little sheen, like you're looking to sort of minimize your pores, etc. It doesn't matter if you're a guy or a girl. You want to look your best, go for it.
Do you want me to minimize my pores for our next Zoom meeting? Is that what you're saying? I don't know.
I mean, no, because then that means I have to, and I don't want to.
Yeah, but you have been known to do the morning show in your pajamas, but then when you go Facebook Live, voila, she's all dressed up. Where did it when did it happen? I watch you on Try It Tuesday.
Except yesterday on Try It Tuesday, like, that was makeup free. I just had a hat on and my hair in a messy ponytail.
Yeah, but no jammies. No jammies.
No, I put on jeans.
There you go. See?
I mean, if Central Pennsylvania wants to see me in my brand new powder blue tie-dyed pajamas,
well, that
I'm very
nice.
Excited. They're very on trend.
Okay. In the meantime, this whole thing of guys wearing makeup takes me back about 6 months with SNL.
You're a man. And you've got skin, lots of it. Make it work for you with a new line of revolutionary skin ammo from Manstain.
Skin ammo?
I'm sorry, what is Manstain?
It levels up your mug for peak appearance performance.
So it's makeup?
Nah, dude, makeup's for girls. Manstain's just for the guys. Annihilate redness, vanquish fine lines, and block impurities with Manstain Double IPA Tinted Dude Fluid. Manstain Manscara for maximum alertness. Meat Lover's Guy Shadow Eye Nerve Pizza Compact.
Manstain.
Listen, dudes, you do you. You want to wear makeup? Rock it. Go for it.
All right. Jury's still out as far as I'm concerned. And
I say... If you want to play, you go ahead.
I'm listening in the background, and I'm thinking your dogs don't agree with Tom Morgan wearing makeup.
No, see? I'm thinking that Murphy has to poop.
Oh,
That's the honest to goodness truth.
Well, we'll be right back. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
And Murphy. And MacGyver.
94KX.
Space. You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Working our way toward news at the top of the hour. Mark's got that for us. We've also got sports with Rob the Sports Center, and Steve's got a healthy forecast. Can I call it a healthy forecast? Yeah.
Yes. Particularly because, I mean, spring is in the air. A high of over 50 today.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday at the wash. Get out to Ultimate Express Car Wash. We'll talk about that. You could win. With Tom and Laura in the morning. Viral
yes,
comedy
indeed.
Today. I'm not sure it's funny. And I certainly would not want to see Laura do this on a Try It Tuesday.
Okay, what is it?
It's a hack teaching us how to hide our hickeys. What?
Do people still get hickeys?
That's what I was going to say. First of all, do people still get them like they're contagious or something? But no, do we still do this kind of thing?
You know, interestingly enough, I coach. I work with young people.
Yes.
I can go on record and say that it does happen.
Okay.
I've been witness.
You've seen your high school athletes with hickeys.
Yeah, we're not going to name names.
I haven't even heard the word hickey in like 40
me
years.
Me neither. Until
you had a coach.
Until this past year, and I was coaching.
And you said,
I was like, wow, look at that.
I bet you donated your scarf for that day's practice. Yes.
No. I just allowed the peers to sort of handle that particular moment in time.
Handle that situation, which was not athletic in topic. It was more, lifestyle. Anyway, listen to this lady. And she's like proud of this way to hack your hickey.
Ladies and gents, my boyfriend is over. Got a little hickey. You can't see it now because I've been doing this technique and I need to show it to you. It is the simplest thing. A metal whisk. From your kitchen.
A metal
from
whisk?
Your bedroom. I don't know where you keep
what?
It. So you're going to take a metal whisk.
I don't know where you keep
whisk
your whisk.
Neck, like some Sunday morning eggs. You're going to whisk it. 5 minutes is all it took.
5 minutes of whisking your neck will get rid of your hickey.
Wait. So... now I'm going to have to Google it. Oh, man, Tom.
Yeah, just... I don't...
Like, break up the bruise?
I guess you whisk your neck. And
all right, whisking a hickey, H-I-C-K.
Go ahead.
Oh my God, it popped right up on Google. Here we go.
You whisk your neck, but you risk your reputation.
Love bite removal 101.
Love bite removal.
Oh, jeez, Louise.
Oh, let's just go to news. I've had enough.
Me too.
Today's viral comedy, not so funny.
No, just cool it.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
All right, the vaccine is out there. Laura's had both of her shots already, and she feels great.
Yes, I do.
There was one rough day, but she feels great.
A day and a half.
Okay. Oh, really? A day and a half. All right.
Day and a half. Mm-hmm.
Next Tuesday, I will be getting my second Pfizer shot, and we'll see what happens on Wednesday. Here's the deal, though, friends. If you're trying to rush, you cannot skip the line. If you do, it's going to come back and bite you on the tuchus. Okay?
Ruh-roh.
So says Representative Brian King and Representative Norm Thurston, who are warning people not to jump the line because you're going to get it.
If it's in your medical records, that life insurance company is going to take it to be true. People don't think about this. I mean, they don't think about their future. I mean, they're looking at the immediate need or desire that they have to jump the line and get vaccinated sooner rather than later. It can come back and bite you real hard.
Insurance companies routinely request medical records. It's conceivable that if somebody writes on the form, I have diabetes or I have uncontrolled blood pressure, that form could create a record, and the life insurance company could go get that one.
There it is. I mean, if you're going to lie and use those excuses, they better be true, because if they're not, they're on your permanent record.
Yeah. Lies are never good, no matter what, right? So we should tell the truth. At the end of the day, though, there's been good news. Mark was talking about it. There will be enough vaccinations available for every single American by the end of May.
Yeah, exactly. So you can wait this out. Like, why are you trying to jump line all of a sudden?
Yeah, it'll be okay.
Yeah, it's going to be all right. Now, I am a type 2 diabetic. And
yes,
trust me, it ain't fun. So if you're out there writing diabetes on your medical form so you could jump in line, no, this isn't fun. And this is on my permanent record.
I was going to say, you can tell everyone firsthand that the old diabetes is not a walk in the park.
No, it's not. And it's on your record. So every time I look at my life insurance, I go, whoa, what's up? Is it because I'm older now? No, it's because you have a condition. Insurance companies will never just throw money at you. Okay, they just won't. So with the high blood pressure and the diabetes and any other medical excuse you're coming up with, no, don't do it. Just
don't do it.
Laura, you said it best at the beginning. Just always tell the truth, all right?
The truth will set you free.
There it is. Today's lesson from Tom and Laura in the morning. Yeah. Coming up, Seth Meyers talks about something Chad Evans was talking about yesterday that made me almost drive off the road. This new space hotel they're trying to build where you could go on vacation in outer space. Oh, my. Late night soundbite on the way. And coming up later, Tom and Laura's top 10. The top 10 ways we know we're all growed up.
All growed up?
Yeah, it's coming up. Stay with us.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura,
94KX.
I'll never grow up, never grow up, never grow up. Not me.
Oh, yes, you will. And we did. And we don't.
I don't want to.
No, me either. I mean, think of our jobs, Laura. We could act like kids every single day and get away with it.
We can. And you know what? It's funny. Sometimes I don't feel like a grown-up, and then I stop and I think, and I'm like, wait a second, how old am I? And I'm like, oh,
38.
I guess I am a grown-up.
Exactly. A new survey has the top 10 things that make us realize we're all grown up. Number 10, getting your driver's license. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, in other nations, that occurs later in life, like post-18, like between the ages 18 and 21, you have to go to school. It's very expensive. So here, though, we drive very young.
Yeah. 16, you get your permit, and then you don't drive till later. But when I was a kid, I got my permit. I got my driver's license the very next day. But they don't do it that way anymore.
No, they do not.
Number 9 kind of surprised me.
Yeah, having kids.
I thought that would be like number 1.
Yeah, right? Like, if you have a kid, you're definitely grown up.
And if you don't want to be grown up and you have a kid, guess what? You have to be.
Although kids can have kids. So there's that.
That's what I mean. Yeah, it's time to start acting like an adult, even if you are a kid with a kid. Number 8 is planning your meals in advance. What?
I don't know. Meal prepping is just organization. That doesn't mean you're grown up.
All right, we move on.
Knowing your credit score.
Oh, God, don't even tell me about that.
I hate credit scores.
So do I.
It's so stupid. Do you know credit really didn't exist until, like, the early 80s? And then I swear to God it was a thing to, like, control the masses.
I know, and it's evil. I have an older daughter in Los Angeles who doesn't want to pay her college loans. It's wrecking my credit. Thanks. All right, number 6 is getting married.
Yeah, I mean, that's a grown-up decision, typically.
Yeah.
Sometimes not so much.
I waited till I was 30, and it was still kind of a dicey decision. I was married
Number
once.
Five,
did I ever tell you that?
You were?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Who knew?
Move on.
Number 5, graduating from school. Now, it doesn't specify which kind of school.
That's right. And please pay your college loans or your school loans. Let's call them school loans.
Yep, school loans.
Mm-hmm. All right, graduating, I could see that. Next up is worrying about bills and finding ways to save money.
Yeah, that's definitely an adult worry. Where's taxes on this list? Yeah,
does that follow to that? Paying the bills and saving money?
Probably.
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, paying bills and saving money, that's the cause of a lot of divorces right there. Arguments right there. All right, next.
Number 3. Moving out of your parents' house.
Yeah, you got to do it sooner or later, please.
Yes, you do.
Do it. Kids are staying home later than ever.
That's okay, though. Honestly, between the ages of 16 and 26, you're still a kid, in my opinion. Plus, if you have those pesky things called school loans, you can't afford to move out in this particular economic climate.
Well, okay, 16 to 26, my dear. That's a pretty big spread. I mean, come on. I mean,
honestly, you're still a child. Seriously. 16 to 26.
At 26, really?
Absolutely. Super immature.
All right.
Adolescence is extended now, honestly.
All 3 of my kids graduated from college and never came back. So maybe I did something right. Hell, maybe I did something wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, but you're talking about the previous generation. I'm talking about this generation.
This one right now. Okay. All right. Number 2 is getting your first full-time job. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, that, I guess, makes you a grown-up.
Yeah, it's like, because you have to get your arse out of bed every day and go to work, not just, I worked the drive-thru on Saturday or something, you know? But, yeah, that's a good point. Number one.
Owning a home.
That, I figured, would be one or two. I thought kids would be up one or two
so
as well.
I. I kind of thought, like, kids, marriage, house owning, and taxes would be, like, the top four.
Yeah, and taxes didn't even make the list. But owning a home?
No.
Wow, owning a home. How about the first time you owned a home, or at least you bought one, and you had your payments, and something went wrong in the house. You're like, what are we going to do now?
You have to fix it.
Exactly. News is next to check on sports and AccuWeather.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KM.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
A beautiful Wednesday morning. A beautiful Wednesday morning.
Right? It is the perfect Wednesday morning,
you know,
to go and wash your car.
There it is. And if you're an optimist, just live for the day, okay? I bumped into Mark Stevens in the hall. Beautiful day today,
yeah.
Bud. He says, yeah, but it's turning colder tomorrow. I'm like, come
on. Oh, my goodness.
Now, come on. It's going to be in the 50s today. Great day
Don't
to wash
like
the
that.
Car.
Listen, and it's overnight. Those temps in the teens, it's overnight. And then it's going to warm back up into like the mid-30s, the 40s. It'll be okay.
We're going to be all right. Spring is coming. Wash the car today with Laura and I's good buddy Butch at Ultimate Express Car Wash. Three locations, right?
That's right. Down on the strip there in Sealands Grove, Williamsport, and Danville. Also, don't forget, become a member of our text club at WQKX.com. Every week you get that $2 off coupon code, that special little magic code that you punch on in the buttons.
Keyword.
And then also, you could win.
That's right. So text us WASH, and we have several misspelled words coming in right now.
Oh, my gosh. WASH, WADADA.
WADADA.
No.
W-A-S-H. To 49330. There you go. It's Wednesday at the WASH, and it's only here with us.
That's right. Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
We love to wrap things up with a thought for the day. Chad Evans on the way in next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. I could smell his hot beans from here. And I think he's vegetarian. I shouldn't make fun of him. Anyway.
Actually, here's the thing. Being vegetarian, it's a good thing. Less meat equals lower blood pressure and cholesterol.
He's pretty laid back. I could see him with low blood pressure. I definitely can. Sam Tyler is tonight, but Tom and Laura are out the door.
Indeed, we are. And you know what? I just want everyone, go enjoy the sunshine today. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. It is Wednesday, right? It is Wednesday.
Okay. Yes, Wednesday at the WASH.
Yay! That's right.
Look at us.
We like to do Wednesday at the WASH on Wednesday.
We do. We do indeed.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.